Thank you for the class, Maharaj. I request devotee, if there is any questions or comments, please ask.
Yes, I have one question, Gurudev.
Go ahead.
We see that many devotees doesn't have like interest in hearing the holy names, or in chanting the holy names, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. And that is the one of the main reasons that they don't go as much as they could in the temple. So how can we? Of course, we ourselves don't have actual interest in the holy name, but we are, you know, we would like to have interest. But how can we help these devotees who doesn't have interest in the holy names? What can we do to make them more interested?
Well, so continue to invite them. Keep reminding them about the importance of hearing and chanting. That is what we need, constant remembrance. We should try to constantly remind the devotees the importance of chanting and hearing and chanting. And then, if they are constantly reminded and encouraged in that way, by the association of a self-realized soul and service rendered to them, the affinity for Krishna consciousness will rise. So, that is what we can do. All right.
Yes, Gurudev, thank you.
Maharaj, I have one question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's about archanam, like deity worship and all those things. So, okay. Like Krishna says, just patram pashpam phulam toyam yome bhakta priyachati. So, like considering this verse, like sometime whimsically we offer food items or foods which are not cooked at home. We just buy like packed soft juices or eating items. So is it good to offer all these things to deities?
I think like juice is okay, can be offered. This is fruit. But other grains items should not be offered if it is cooked by non-devotees. Fruit doesn't contain sins. Grains contain sins. So Krishna is not eating because he's hungry. Like the verse you just quoted, Patram Puspam Falam to Yam, Yome Bhakti Prayachati, Tadaham Bhakti Upahritam, Asnami Prayata Admana. If you look at this verse word for word, go to the last word, Ashnami, proper translated it, I will accept, accepting, to accept, Ashnami, I will accept. But Prayata Admanam, proper translated it to be one in pure consciousness. What does that mean? Krishna not accept, although he's requesting for this simple thing which is available, that any person, no matter how poor or wretched a person may be, can afford these simple items. But Krishna is accepting from one in pure consciousness, not from anybody and everybody. Krishna is not accepting the thing we're offering, he is accepting the love with which we use in offering these things. So we should offer something which will inconvenience ourselves. That is the sign of love. If you love a person, you want to make sacrifice to please the person. So if you love Krishna, then we should offer Krishna something from our heart, our heartfelt items, love for Krishna. Rupa Goswami recommended that the things we love in the nectar of devotion, we should try to be offering those things. They are not pure, but Krishna will use that to connect us and make us pure, that in the future, we will to offer him pure items out of love, not out of regulation as we are doing now. So for now, we should learn not to offer cooked items to Krishna, except they are prepared by ourselves, not for non-devotees. The non-devotees, we don't know how clean they are. Well, that's one thing. Second thing, they are not cooking out of love for you, the customer who is coming to buy this thing from them. They are cooking because they need money. So the money is what is inside the thing they have cooked. Therefore, we are conscious of these things and we are ready to offer Krishna the best thing. If we offer the best thing to Krishna, we'll get the best result. And if we offer something less in quality to Krishna, we'll get less result. Whatever we offer, yeyatamam prapadyante, that is what we're going to get back from Krishna. So, offering things to Krishna is not just treating Krishna as a hungry man. Oh, he should come and eat. If I don't eat, he will die. Yes. It is not like that. Like Krishna is hungry and looking for food. Lakshmi Sahasra Chata Sambram Asibya Manam. Yes. But Krishna has millions of Lakshmis, goddesses of fortune, gopis who are serving Krishna with love and affection, not as a hungry man who depends on our bhog. That should be the attitude. Then we are on the path. Treat Krishna nicely. Because it is our own good. Whatever we do to Krishna, that's what we are going to get back. It's all right?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you for a wonderful explanation. If any other question or comment, Krishna?
I have a question. You were talking about offerings to Krishna. What about Grihastha devotees who has deities in their houses? Should Grihasthas have like, if they can, they should have like opulent offerings to Krishna. They can like have a beautiful altar and like fancy dresses to the deities. Or the Grihastha should concentrate on being opulent to the city temple, for example.
You have altar in the house, treat them according to the means. That is the standard. If you can offer Krishna 16 items, do it. If you can offer 8 items, do it. If you can offer Krishna 4 items, do it. If you can offer Krishna only water, do it. But our mentality should be very nice, should be cordial, should be that of love. The Prabhupada said that it is not that we want to offer leaf to Krishna and cook opulent food and eat ourselves. That is not a great mentality. So if one has deity in the house, we should not stop going to the temple because the deity we have in the house cannot be compared to the deities we have in the altar in the temple. The love and the offerings and the service in the temple is more. So we should also receive the temple regularly. Whether we have the deities in the house. As we have deities in the house, we should treat them nicely, nicely. You cannot invite somebody to the house and keep them as a a burden or whatever, or neglect them. We should treat them nicely. If you invite somebody to the house, you treat the person nicely, take care of them nicely. Then they were happy for their visit to our house, or they were happy to stay with us in terms of the deities. Treat them nicely with love. And that does not stop us from going to the temple regularly. It's all right?
Yes, Gurudev, thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for a wonderful lecture. With your permission, I will end the lecture here. Yeah?
All right. Thank you very much. I'm happy to associate with all of you.
Okay, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.